The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Ever since the beginning of time, our world has been locked in a struggle between light and darkness. This struggle continues today in the conflicts between nations and individuals, and in the decisions each one of us makes in the intimacy of our own heart. It's that way now, and it was that way 2010 years ago when God sent us our Savior, whose light began to shine in the darkness of a cruel world into which he was born, a place of poverty and foreign occupation, ruled by an evil king who even murdered babies. 33 years later, the darkness did its worst to the baby born today and seemed to have extinguished that light completely. But 3 days after that, we saw once and for all that the darkness is unable to overcome the light, the true light which lightens everyone, the light who's coming into the world we celebrate today. One thing that the light born today reveals is the sacredness of human life at all stages of existence, from the first moment of conception to natural death. God became human on Christmas in part to open our eyes to the sacredness of the life that he has given us, or more precisely, has entrusted to us, loaned us, because life itself belongs to God. And one day, each of us will have to give account to him for how we have lived it. And unfortunately, many people live it badly. And you know what? Everything that destroys life has one thing in common: the false idea that life is ours, not God's, and that we're better off doing our will rather than God's will. This idea that life is ours to do with as we please produces abortions to end inconvenient pregnancies. If life isn't sacred, who cares? And unjust laws. For example, laws that violate the human rights of refugees and immigrants, or permit the application of the death penalty. It was to open our eyes to these and other evils that Jesus, on Christmas Day, took on the human condition in all of its brokenness, so as to lift us out of the pitiful state of degradation into which we had fallen. And so, in contrast to the child-killing King Herod, who did not respect the sacredness of the, from his perspective, inconvenient lives of the baby boys of Bethlehem, we have Mary, a teenage mother who chooses life even though she had to give birth under very difficult circumstances. And then they had to flee to Egypt to protect this precious life entrusted to them. And obviously they had no papers. There's no time to get that. But as the church teaches, parents have the obligation to protect their children and to provide for them, regardless of what some human governments may say. if the circumstances so require. And then 33 years later, another government that also claimed the power to dispose of human life as it saw fit will execute the baby boy born today for being, according to them, a threat to society. On Christmas, a new chapter in the struggle between light and darkness, between the truth and lies, begins. The truth that life is sacred and belongs to God versus Satan, who tempts us to live it however we want, with lies to the effect that we won't have to give account to anyone, no matter how murderous, selfish, stupid, or evil our actions. In the beginning was the Word, and all things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. On Christmas Day 2010 years ago, that light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, came into the world.